Simon Pei Zion Sivdalid. Asu Lavashil Bechalav Isha Mipnei Marasayin. One may not cook meat with mother's milk because of Marasayin, that one gives the impression that one is doing an Avera, since mother's milk looks very similar to cow's milk, and cow's milk is also, of course, Minatira to cook with meat. If one were to cook with mother's milk, it would give the impression that one is cooking Basar Bechalav, and that's the Avera of Marasayin. Vim Nafal Techat Havshil Batal Bein Tzarech Shir. But if it were to fall in on its own into a pot of meat, it's bottle, and it doesn't even need any amount for bittel. Whatever falls in would automatically become bottle. Now, Riki Vager points out, it's dafke if it was nuffle on its own. If the milk falls in, so then it becomes bottle. Otherwise, it would be usser for the person who cooks it, and the person who, or the one who was done for, the regular rules of Eimavatl and Issel Chathilu would apply over here. The one is not allowed to add Isser to a pot of food. So even though over here it's a little bit of a chiddush, because here there's no actual Isser, it's only Marasayin. It's only that one is giving the appearance of doing an Isser. One would think that maybe the rules of Eimavatl and Isser Lechatchila shouldn't apply to such a case. Riki Vager says, no, that's the diak of the Mechaber. Im nafal, techatavshel, only if it fell in on its own. But if one intentionally were to add the milk to the meat, even the mother's milk to the meat, it would be usser for the one who does it and for those who it was done for. Hagah, says Ramah, v'nira lefizeh, the kol shekein to usser levash lechatchila b'chalav tmeya. Says the Ramah, he says there's a kal v'chomer over here. If mother's milk is usser to cook with, there's marasayin when you cook it with meat. So certainly, to use chalav tmeya, to use milk from a non-kosher animal, such as from a camel, that would certainly be marasayin, or a basar tmeya b'chalav tahira, or to cook tamei dika meat, such as from a chazir, from a pig, b'chalav tahira in kosher milk, that would certainly be marasayin. B'dafka basar behema aval ba'ifter abanin ein lachosh. But this is only when a person uses meat, because there it looks like one is doing the iser deraisa of bishul basar b'chalav, aval ba'ifter abanin, where one's only giving the impression that they're cooking chicken and milk together, ain lachish, then there's no issue of marasayin. And then again, this is the Ramah that we had earlier. This is again the sheet of the Ramah, that the Ramah holds that there's no marasayin if one only gives the appearance that they're doing an issur d'rabbanan. And the Shach points out that like he argued before and said that there is marasayin even by d'rabbanan. So again, that would apply over here too. Now the truth is, there's even another point that needs to be made, that what does the Ramah mean? V'davka basar behema aval ba'ifter abanei lachosh. There's no iser at all in cooking in the bishul of chicken and milk together. What we had before was that one isn't allowed to give the appearance that one is eating, or that one was or isn't allowed to give the appearance that they're eating the chicken and milk together. But the cooking of milk and chicken together, nobody mentioned beforehand that there was any problem with that. So the Shach understands over here that the truth is that really we're dealing with the issue of eating milk and chicken together. Whenever we talk over here about marasayin, the Shach holds, it's really primarily an issue of eating. It's not primarily an issue of cooking. He says it really isn't any issue of marasayin by cooking milk and meat together, where the meat is not usher minatayra to be cooked together with the milk, because perhaps the person is doing it for refuah, and by refuah there's no issue of marasayin for refuah. So it's a big which is an important rule over here, that the rules of marasayin apply to where which apply don't apply b'makom refuah. And since over here there's really no iser on the cooking, just one giving the impression that they're cooking the milk and meat together, so the Shach says there's no, in such a case, there's no marasayin by refuah. Again, so the Shach, and also the Taz says that there's no issue of marasayin when it comes to refuah, and therefore if someone sees one cooking meat and what looks like milk together, so the Shach says, for instance, by the case of the almond milk that we had earlier, or the mother's milk over here, if one were to see a person cooking meat and milk together, they would assume that it was being done for refuah purposes, and therefore marasayin doesn't apply. So Rikivega asks, what's the difference between cooking, that we say that for refuah it's mutter, and getting hanah from the meat and the milk, which we say there is marasayin? At least Rikivega assumes that there's marasayin if a person were to get hanah from the mixture of basar b'chalav, which we know min haTorah is asar b'hanah. Why the cooking, which is also asar b'hanah, is mutter, and getting hanah or eating it, right, would be asar? So, l'chayra, I think, you know, one could possibly say, to explain this question, one could possibly say that when one cooks the basar b'chalav, one could be doing it for a different chayla. In other words, if I'm cooking basar b'chalav, I don't have to be a chayla. I'm doing it for the tzarech of a chayla. However, the one who gets the hanah from it, or the one who were to eat it, they themselves would actually have to be a chayla, of course. So, if one sees somebody eating it and they're not a chayla, there's clearly going to be an issue of marasayin involved. However, by the cooking of it, so a healthy person can cook it. There's no halacha that only the sick person needs to be cooking the basar b'chalav. So if someone sees someone cooking basar b'chalav, or what looks like basar b'chalav, one might say, probably there's a chayla in the house that needs it. So therefore there wouldn't be an issue of marasayin. However, if someone sees you eating the basar b'chalav, they wouldn't assume that probably you're a chayla and that's why you're eating it. The person appears to be healthy in every other way. So therefore, or if they're getting hanah from the basar b'chalav, same thing. If they're smearing it on themselves, they're doing some sort of use of the basar b'chalav, that so people would suspect them of being nene from an issur d'oraisa of basar b'chalav. So in such a case, there would be a concern of marasayin.